Right here is John Sally. That's right, the Spider-Man himself. And I am starting on my radio show. This is going to be a wonderful thing. I did it with John Sally in the block party, but this time I'm going to bring the block party in later. The topic is LeBron James. LeBron James, one of the best things in the world, I would say, the king, as he has dubbed himself, and Nike on top of it. He gave him a triple-double last night, and they still lost. And when I watch these TV shows, I'm not going to give him any prep, ESPN, they had the nerve to say, well, he got him a triple-double like we said he needed to do, but as opposed to having 10 assists, he needed to have 15. As if those five other assists were going to make so much of a difference. I'm a different opinion. LeBron James showed up last night. LeBron James is definitely the king of the league. He, just like Michael Jordan, needs that Scottie Pippen and that Horace Grant. Once they got that Scottie Pippen to understand it and they got shooters, Michael Jordan won a championship after 6 years. So LeBron, hang in there. It's going to be wonderful. So the topics of the day, we're going to talk about it, and I'm going to bring it out whether you want to hear them or not. Besides NBA football, NBA basketball, let's talk about football for a second. I was in New York. What did I see? My hero, one of my friends, Lawrence Taylor, caught up in something that maybe no man should be caught up, accused of rape of a 16-year-old. I'm going to tell you, it's a bad situation. When you're on the front and the back of the newspaper in New York City, and there's people going to war in Afghanistan, and we're dropping it at the stock exchange, let's talk about Lawrence Taylor. Next thing, I got to go back to the Celtics. That's right. I played with the Pistons, the Bulls, the Los Angeles Lakers, with a small stint in Miami and a really quick one in Toronto. But I was a Celtic fan from growing up. Everybody said, but you're from New York. Why would you not be a Knicks fan? Well, I happen to like winners. I happen to like the team that literally hired the first black coach, which was the Boston Celtics. Rondo, my man Rondo, they talk about Darren Williams, they talk about Chris Paul. These guys are fabulous. But in the playoffs, the guy I would want running my team is definitely Rondo. He's doing things I've never seen done. He's going to the basket right when he can lay the ball in. He's going for the assist instead. He has showed up, got a double-double, and only five players in NBA history has done what Rondo has done in this playoff series. So guess what? The Magic is facing the Celtics. Even though Dwight can jump out of the gym, I'm going with the vets in the green and white. That's right, I'm going with the Celtics. If you want to compete or you want to say something, check me out. JohnSally.com, that's S-A-L-L-E-Y, and you can leave your messages. We'll be right back.